Good afternoon, everybody. This is Understanding Insurance with Chris and Cam. And today's episode is 5 tips for choosing the right HOA insurance. This episode is going to break down the 5 main criteria points that we believe you should use when considering proper coverage for your HOA. And to kick things off, Chris is going to break down our first topic and give us a little disclaimer here.
Hey, thanks, Cam. So yeah, before I get started, I want to say that each of these points are things that we've come across ourselves when working with HOAs. And these are some of the common, I don't want to say mistakes, but definitely these are common mistakes that boards can make when they're out bidding their insurance and trying to choose their HOA's insurance. So to kick it off to start, the number one tip is that boards should choose the insurance policy or the carrier that they're going to go with and not the management company. So, you know, I've had moments where I felt like I was not really communicating with the board and I was mainly communicating with the management company, which happens a lot. You know, we work with a lot of management companies. And I think that it's one thing to defer the legwork of reaching out to various insurance companies and brokers and obtaining the information that those brokers need to develop a quote. So that could be things like getting copies of existing insurance policies or CCNRs or loss history that an insurance agent or broker is going to need to develop a quote for them. And I think that it's not wise really for the manager to be making decisions and insurance purchases on behalf of the association. The board should always be an active participant and ultimately be the only one making the choice about insurance coverages, because ultimately it's their property and it's not the property manager's property. So they don't have their best interest at heart. Managers are supposed to have the best interest at heart for the association, but ultimately that property is in ownership of all those unit owners. So the board really should be making that choice.
For sure. It seems like boards feel maybe uncomfortable with the duty of having to understand a master policy, and then we'll kind of listen to what the property manager's advice is or assume that the property manager has more experience, but it is the fiduciary duty of the board to learn what they need to about their CCNRs and make sure that the coverage is accurate and take the guidance of the property manager, but have the final decision.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that more too in one of our later tips as far as the guidance from the property manager.
For sure. So number two, guys, another important thing to consider for your HOA is to not focus on price, which I know is a funny thing to say, you know, coming from an insurance agent, but the truth of the matter is that premium and its relationship to coverage is classic. I mean, you get what you pay for. When you're comparing insurance policies, it's really easy to only look at the bottom line and cross compare the cost of two different policies. But the endorsements, the conditions, the exclusions, the limits of coverage, these are the areas that determine why a premium is as high or as low as the quote shows. So not all insurance policies are the same. And it's important to really understand where in the policy they differ. And like I mentioned, the exclusions, the conditions, and the endorsements, these are the areas that are really going to impact premium. Certain items aren't covered in different places with different carriers. So you might have a certain limit of coverage for building, but you know that carrier may not include certain outdoor property in that. That may be a different part of the policy altogether. They may not include, if you have solar panels or you have trees, these are different areas of a policy where, you know, common area property is going to be listed in a different place. So to accurately compare, you have to look maybe and compare two different parts of a policy to get an accurate idea of the cost between the two and the differences between the two.
And, you know, it's sometimes a good idea to ask specific questions like, hey, you know, we've got 200 trees. If all of those burned up and we had to get rid of them, what part of the policy pays for that? Or, you know, where are common sidewalks and driveways and common area fences? Where is this stuff covered? How does your insurance policy cover this? So that's that's not all included in the same place.
For sure.
Like you're saying.
When you look at a master policy, basically, just like Christy just said, if you're hearing this for the first time and you're thinking about your own master policy, you'll see a list of coverage limits, a list of different kinds of things. And the main thing to think about is just like Christy said, what part of this policy will be active in a specific kind of claim where it turns, whether it's the buildings or the outdoor property or the pool, where are these different things covered on the policy? It's important to know that. So a key obligation should be to determine whether the insurance proposal is proper coverage to protect, preserve, or enhance the association assets. And focusing on price in the insurance decision process is kind of counterintuitive to this. Where in the governing documents does it provide that the board has a duty to save the association money when purchasing insurance? Nowhere. Rather, the duty is to determine what insurance will best protect the association assets. So ultimately, when you're making a decision, it's, is what we're buying going to protect us and accurately protect us? Because out-of-pocket expenses to make up for the difference can be a lot bigger than the cost of a premium.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So moving on to our third tip, and this is one that for me is personal. Tip number three is to make sure that you're working with an insurance professional who understands HOA insurance needs. So in HOA insurance is a real specialty type of insurance product, and there are intricacies that go into developing a quote, and you should be working with an insurance professional who's probably done that before and has probably done it many, many times. And they're knowledgeable about the special needs that HOAs have. And looking at a particular property, which is unique and has its own unique components, maybe it has a pool or a hot tub or a tennis court, or it's just common area. You really just want to be making sure that you're working with somebody who specializes in HOA insurance. They should be able to ask you for your CCNRs. They should be able to read those CCNRs and determine what kind of insurance the association needs based on that. They should also know any of the laws that pertain to HOA insurance and make sure that the quote that they're putting together for you are in compliance with those laws. I can't begin, Cameron, to tell you how many times I've developed a quote. I've even had my own quotes stolen because the personal agent of a unit owner was also with Farmers Insurance. And they were like, oh, I have a really good relationship with this personal agent of mine, and we're going to let this person do the insurance. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're going to let this person who may or may not know anything about the way an HOA works do your insurance? So I personally have lost my own accounts against people, other brokers, other agents with other carriers who I really knew didn't have a good working knowledge of how an HOA insurance policy should be put together.
For sure. So going on to tip number four here, guys, don't ask for an apples to apples quote. Now, apples to apples quotes are an understandably reasonable request when you're talking about insurance, with the idea that insurance is here to protect me. It's a policy. It's a product that is designed to protect the kind of thing that we're trying to protect. In this case, it's an HOA. And so it seems like a reasonable thing to request. Here's the thing. Carriers do not cover property the same way. And nowadays, when you can get quotes online and agency forces are cut out in order to save costs, the general insurance policy with general exclusions is very common and cheaper than a specialized product written for a community that has specialized and specific insurance conditions per their CCNRs. So when you look at an insurance policy that you get when you call a call center or you talk to, or maybe you get a quote online, that policy, the premium is, you know, very clear and there's some basic limits, but deep in that contract, you know, it's a 60-page document, 90-page document. there's going to be a bunch of exclusions in there that a more specialized product may not have. And there are going to be limits of coverage that are crucial for your HOA in order to function during a claim that that other product may not have. So when it comes to requesting an apples to apples comparison, there are things that you need to understand about your own insurance needs and where to find those things in an insurance policy to understand how apples to apples the quotes are you're looking at. And so it's not just premium that you're comparing. There's a lot of things that you have to learn.
Yeah. Well, I was just, you know, you made me think anytime somebody says to me that they want me to do a quote on apples to apples, I'm immediately aware of the fact that this is a person or an association or a board that's really focusing on price. And even right now, I'm in the middle of quoting an association. I've got a copy of their current policies, and I can see how the other carrier has been insuring this association. And I've gone out and I've taken a look at the association, and I know where Farmers Insurance covers particular items. It's not all in one spot, which may be the case with the other insurance company. I don't really know because I don't know the ins and outs of that insurance policy. What I do know is exactly where, if those items in particular were damaged, where would the coverage be for that? And it's not going to be the same place as the other carrier. So asking me to do that apples to apples on like this particular property would never fly because they could potentially have a claim or a loss and they wouldn't have coverage for it because I quoted it apples to apples like they asked me to do. So that's why it's probably not the best idea to be asking for the apples to apples quote, because that goes into our next point, which is that the professional should develop the quote, right?
Yeah, and present it, right? We want the, you know, insurance professional. So
they should develop the quote. The insurance professional should be the one developing the quote. Price is important. It's got its place. Obviously, you got to take that into consideration. It's not like you can't just be like, oh, this is $10,000 more than our last policy. But the professional is the one who should really just be developing the quote, right? Don't you think?
Yes. Yes, I do. So our last point here, guys, is letting the insurance professional present the quote. And the reason for this is because there are niche and pertinent details in a proposal that address the specific insurance needs of an HOA per the CCNRs that can be glossed over when a property manager presents a proposal to a board at a board meeting. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, obviously, all board meetings have agendas. They have minutes. There's lots of things to get over and discuss. And it can be easy to just start with certain things when presenting the quote and not include certain key pieces of information, again, that are unique to the CCNRs of that association. And they can be easily glossed over. So, you know, it's important to have the insurance agent at the meeting to discuss and be able to answer the questions and concerns that board members and homeowners may have.
Totally. I'm an insurance professional and I couldn't even tell you that I would be able to explain every insurance carrier's policy that exists out there. So if I'm in the industry, I don't know why anybody would expect a property manager to be able to do the same thing. Like if you're a board and you've got three proposals in front of you and you're looking at your property manager to decipher and explain and tell you, you know, the ins and outs of each of those carriers. That's crazy. I have sometimes a hard time doing that myself with my own insurance policy. So I don't think that any board should have the expectation that their property manager will properly explain any type of an insurance bid. It should be left up to the person who put that quote and that proposal together. You should have either that professional by Zoom attending your meeting or be there in person to answer your questions, tell you exactly where things are covered, the things that they believe are of most importance and at risk of being involved in a claim, and where is something like that going to be covered in the policy. So always have your own, the insurance professionals putting those proposals together, explain them to you. They're the best qualified for that.
For sure. So guys, this is going to wrap up our five tips, and I'm just going to recap them real quick. The first tip being make sure the board chooses the insurance policy, not the management company. Second tip was to don't just focus on price. Try to find out and make sure primarily that the coverage that you're seeking covers the assets of the association properly. Work with an insurance professional who understands HOA insurance needs. HOA insurance is a niche insurance product and it requires specialized knowledge. And don't ask for an apples to apples comparison because you may not get, it's very hard to provide actual apples to apples when cross comparing two carriers. Mm-hmm. And finally, let your insurance professionals present the quotes at your board meetings so that the insurance agent has a chance to address the questions that you may have, which again are specialized and unique to your own association. But this wraps up our five tips. We think that this will be helpful for you and your association as you seek coverage to accurately protect your assets, especially here in California. Guys, we really appreciate you tuning in and listening to Understanding Insurance with Chris and Cam, and we hope you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, everyone.